USA Radio News.
Ukraine authorities say Russian forces fired missiles and artillery on two cities across the river from Europe's largest nuclear power plant. Abbott is announcing that their Michigan plant is restarting production of their largest and most popular infant formula, Similac. Previously, the plant had only restarted a fragment of its production after bacterial contamination concerns inside the facility had prompted a months-long voluntary recall and shutdown. The closure at the largest formula manufacturer in the country sent waves across the infant formula industry and exacerbated the supply shortage, forcing families to scramble for alternatives in the hyper-concentrated formula market. This is USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Prices are going up when it comes to Fords.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California is preparing to spend up to $20 million to bring women from other states to its abortion clinics, a policy aimed at increasing access to a procedure that has been outlawed or restricted in many states since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
You matter. We care. We have your back. We love you. We respect you.
California Governor Gavin Newsom. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Flash floods triggered by monsoonal rains across much of Pakistan have killed nearly 1,000 people and injured and displaced thousands more since mid-June. That's according to officials. The death toll was announced after the prime minister asked for international help in battling deadly flood damage in the Islamic nation. The crisis has forced the government to declare a state of emergency. The attorney for a California teenager who has accused a Buffalo Bills rookie and two of his former college teammates of gang rape last fall said that the NFL team has not contacted him for details despite saying it had conducted a, quote, thorough investigation. Matt Ariza, who was selected by the Bills out of San Diego State, in April's attorney, states that things are not what they seem.
He just got on the team 2 or 3 days ago, and I think this is a money grab on her part.
The NFL has declined to comment except to say it was aware of the matter. Five people were reportedly hospitalized after riding the El Toro roller coaster at Six Flags Grand Adventure in New Jersey. A spokesperson for the amusement park is stating that the ride is currently closed for investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.